My guest at this time is Dr. Milton Wolfe. He is a diagnostic radiologist, but he is also making news because he is running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Kansas. He is challenging Republican Senator Pat Roberts in the GOP primary later this year, hoping to pick up that Senate seat. Another interesting twist in this story, of course, is that Dr. Wolfe is related to President Obama, but that might be where their similarities end, especially as you get into the issues. And Dr. Wolfe, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Greetings from Ground Zero in the conservative movement in America right here in Kansas.
Well, you make it pretty clear right at the top of your homepage on your Senate website, Senate campaign website, want to drive Barack Obama crazy? Send his very own fearless conservative cousin, the next Ted Cruz, to the United States Senate. So let's do a little bit of digging here. Did you know the president growing up and his wing of the family?
No, not at all. I did not meet Barack Obama until he was already president and I was already his fiercest critic. We met in 2010. I didn't even know he was a member of the family until I believe it was around 2008. And you know, of course, who wouldn't be honored to have a president in your family and to kind of sit on the front row of history? But the reality is, yeah, we're related. I do remind people, though, of course, you cannot choose your family. because Barack Obama is the worst president in our lifetimes, if not in our history. He has been a disaster, and it's nothing personal, but his policies have been disastrous in America, and it's mostly because he either doesn't understand or has forgotten what America is all about. The American idea itself is about individual liberty, limited government, and free market values. And when we have embraced those, we've become the most prosperous and powerful nation in history, and when we abandon those, we suffer. And we have suffered under Barack Obama.
Let's take a look at the other little piece of that statement on your website, the next Ted Cruz. What specifically is it about the tenure of Senator Cruz, just over a year, really, on Capitol Hill? But obviously, he's made a name for himself. What is it about his style, his position on the issues that make you say you want to model a Senate term after him?
We need more senators like Ted Cruz, like Mike Lee, like Rand Paul. These are constitutional conservatives. They stand by the constitutional fearlessly, unapologetically. They don't need an election year conversion because they're the real deal. They're real conservatives. You know, here's the thing that Ted Cruz understands that my opponent, Pat Roberts, doesn't understand. My opponent, Pat Roberts, he's a good man, but he's been in Washington too long. Believe it or not, Pat Roberts has been in Washington for 47 years. And I don't think anybody should be there that long. I don't even think Moses should be in Washington for 47 years. But Pat Roberts, in an amazing election year conversion, is following the leadership of Ted Cruz, who's only been there for 1 year. And that's because Ted Cruz understands something that Pat Roberts has never quite figured out, that a United States senator should have something powerful than just a vote. He should have a voice, and he should use that voice. He should stand up and fight for our Constitution and for that American idea itself. But instead, what we have in our establishment Republicans are these go-along-to-get-along Republicans. I mean, Pat Roberts has voted for Barack Obama's $600 billion tax increase just a year ago. He's voted to raise our debt ceiling 11 times. And Pat Roberts voted to put Kathleen Sebelius in charge of Obamacare. That's not conservative. It's not good for Kansas. It's not good for America.
We're talking with Dr. Milton Wolfe, a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Kansas. Dr. Wolfe, I'm guessing that the folks on the Roberts side of the equation would point out that a lot of his work has been in intelligence, so there's not a lot he can talk about there. He has called for the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius, and he did vote against the deal that ended the government shutdown last year. Is that satisfactory to you? Obviously not, but explain what your rebuttal would be to those points.
Well, he only bothered to say Kathleen Sebelius should resign 3 days after I announced my candidacy. You know, the Kansas City Star reported on it and said, if you think those two facts are unrelated, that when I announced and when Roberts announced Sebelius should resign, if you think they're unrelated, you probably think the Kansas Jayhawks are going to win the national championship this year in football. Now look, Pat Roberts has shown conservative votes in 2013. That's his election year conversion. He claims to be in the top five conservatives in the Senate. That's according to Heritage Action. What he doesn't want you to know is his lifetime score from Heritage Action, which is a 67. Before I came along in 2012, Pat Roberts had a 65 from Heritage Action. Before I came along in 2012, Pat Roberts had a 55 from Club for Growth and a 54 from FreedomWorks. Now, that's not a conservative. That is somebody who is going along to get along. And that's been the problem with our Republican Party.
Dr. Wolf, in terms of the issues that you would be focusing on, as well as your qualifications for the office, you've made it very clear that you don't believe time in Washington is a great resume builder. So what about your experience do you think prepares you well for this job, and what other issues would you be focusing on?
Look, I confess, I don't have the kind of Washington experience Pat Roberts has. I've never voted to raise your taxes. I've never spent trillions of dollars that aren't mine, and I've never paid $800 for a toilet seat. But what I have done is this. I have met payroll. I've balanced budgets. I've run a company. And more importantly, far more importantly, is every day I know what it's like to have patients come to me and put their lives in my hands and ask me to make the humbling, sometimes gut-wrenching decisions that are the difference between life and death. That's the kind of humility I think that Washington lacks. I'll tell you something else. I've never run for office before. I don't want a career in politics. I've pledged I will not serve more than two terms. I believe we need term limits. I'll tell you what's interesting. Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul, not one of them served in an elected office before they went to the United States Senate. I think that's a feature, not a bug. I think that makes them more effective rather than being beholden to the party bosses the way Pat Roberts has been when he votes to go along and get along. The number one issue for me, the number one plan I put forward is patient care. And I'd urge your listeners to go to my website, MiltonWolf.com, and look at patient care. We need to fully repeal Obamacare, and we need to replace it with patient-centered, free market health care reform that's being described as by far the best alternative to Obamacare. It's called patient care on my website, MiltonWolf.com.
MiltonWolf.com is that website. One of the other issues that you've brought up recently and even tweeted out some pictures of it, and that's the residency issue. Senator Roberts basically has a rental property in Kansas. You tweeted out the pictures of his the car that he was driving with Virginia tags. What are you trying to convey with that message?
Well, simply the truth. And the truth is Pat Roberts owned rental property in Kansas. He owned investment property in Kansas that he has not lived in for 15 years. In fact, he has leased out to other people. That means it's their primary residence, not his. He didn't bother to reestablish his Kansas residency until October 2013 when I announced. And then he rented a room from donors. Now, I don't think that makes you a Kansan. At least it doesn't mean show people that you have Kansas values. But look, I think he walked away from Kansas a long time ago, and he walked away from Kansas values. Because if he was here in Kansas and he was paying attention to Kansans, he would not have voted for Barack Obama's tax increase or 11 debt ceiling increases, and he certainly wouldn't have voted to put Kathleen Sebelius in charge of Obamacare.
Dr. Wolf, just a couple of minutes left in our conversation here. I haven't seen real recent polling on this primary. The one poll that I did see was from months ago, and it showed Senator Roberts with a pretty big lead over you, but that could be due to name recognition and some other things. What are the numbers looking like for you right now, and how do you close that gap?
I mean, of course you'd expect that Pat Roberts would hire a pollster to come to the shocking conclusion that somehow he's a gajillion points ahead. I'll tell you how we close that gap is simply by getting the word out and reminding Kansans that no one should be in Washington for 47 years. And it shows in the way he governs that we don't need a senator in Washington from Kansas who votes for Kathleen Sebelius and votes for Barack Obama's tax increases. You know, we've had a number of town halls and straw polls across the state. And in fact, we tied one right in a town hall held right by in the GOP convention, of course, where all the insiders were. And then the four straw polls held around Kansas that were held by community groups and county GOPs and different grassroots organizations, we've won every single one of them. The message is out there, and it's clear. We need a real conservative in the Senate, not somebody who has an election year conversion, but somebody who is conservative every year, every day, every vote.
In addition to Senator Roberts obviously being an incumbent, the other Kansas senator is the head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, whose job it is to get incumbents reelected and get Republicans elected in seats currently held by Democrats. So how much of a uphill climb against the establishment fight are we looking at here?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the NRSC chooses to do in Kansas. They cannot make the case that a Democrat can win this seat. We're a +22, +23 Republican state. A Democrat has not won this Senate seat for a century. And so if the NRSC feels that they need to put money into Kansas, then it becomes not a Republican effort. It becomes an incumbent protection effort. I think the smartest thing that the NRSC can do, and Senator Moran can do, is let the Kansas voters say their speak their mind. Let the Kansas voters decide rather than have Washington money pour in.
And when's the primary?
Primary is August 5th, and I'd urge everybody to go to our website, which is MiltonWolf.com.
MiltonWolf.com. Early August, big primary day in the state of Kansas. We'll see if Dr. Wolf and this insurgent campaign against three-term Senator Pat Roberts can accomplish its goal. Sir, it's been great talking to you. Hopefully we'll check back in with you along the trail.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Dr. Milton Wolf is a diagnostic radiologist. He's a second cousin to President Obama and is the conservative challenger to Republican Kansas Senator Pat Roberts. Again, the primary, August 5th. Again, his website, MiltonWolf.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.